Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I've come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and I'm so excited. I say this every week, but it's the truth. I'm so excited about the next few weeks of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast because I absolutely love the subject matter that we're going to be covering. Each song, especially today's song, has a special place in my life and has been born out of personal ministry in my own life, especially in my current and ongoing battle with Parkinson's. I'm finding these songs are taking on a brand new, whole new meaning for me, and I'm asking Father God to minister deeply to your heart as you listen to the stories behind these 12 songs. Now, today's podcast is the story behind my song called The Measure of a Man. This is from the ministry recording called Songs of Ministry. It's an album of a 12-song collection, basically, especially for those who find themselves emotionally wounded in some way. And looking down the list of the songs included in this recording, my mind absolutely spins into high speed, much like seeing my life flash before me instantaneously, simply because each and every single title evokes a recalling of specific times, events, or life-changing circumstances which God has allowed me to experience, and I find myself grateful to God for all He's done. This week's song, again, it's called The Measure of a Man, came to me on July 17th of 1997 and was written for my oldest son when we welcomed him into the community of men. The reason I say that is because Melinda and I had predetermined that when our children reached the age of 13, we would have a special ceremony just for that child. We would have a special feast prepared in their honor, and we would have significant people in their lives and our lives speak blessings over our children. For our daughters, I would begin the ceremony by welcoming all the women and announcing the special guest of the evening being my daughter. Then I would leave, and the women would then speak into the life of my daughter, and I would show up at the end of the ceremony, welcoming her into womanhood, presenting her with a special ring signifying her devotion to Jesus. We did the same for our sons. Since my oldest son was the first to experience this manhood ceremony, I had no idea what to expect, but I selected specific men I respected and had them, one by one, speak into the life of my son. With my son having just feasted on massive amounts of steak and baked potatoes, we gave him the seat of honor in the center of the room. I called on one friend to speak into his life concerning the value of hard work. I called on another friend to speak into his life regarding the proper use and purpose of money and how to handle it. I had my personal doctor at the time, who later became a senator from our state, speak into his life regarding sexual purity, and another friend challenge him to be a good husband to his future wife, to be a good provider, a good protector, and to cherish his wife as a fine porcelain vessel. It was obvious that my son was both overwhelmed and overjoyed at the same time because he had not known what to expect. I had asked each man to give something to my son that was of great value to his own life as a means of showing my son just how valuable his life was to those around him, encouraging him to listen to these men because these were the men I trusted with my life. And then I asked my dad to speak a family blessing over his grandson. My dad simply looked at my son and read the lyrics from an old hymn which he had framed as a gift for my son. That hymn is called Our Best, by lyricist S.C. Kirk and music composed by Grant C. Toller, and it says this in verse 1, Hear ye the Master's call, give me thy best, for be it great or small, that is his test. Do then the best you can, not for reward, not for the praise of men, but for the Lord. Verse 3 says, wait not for men to laud, heed not their slight. Winning the smile of God brings its delight. Aiding the good and true ne'er goes unblessed. All that we think or do, be it the best. And verse 3 says, night soon comes on apace, day hastens by. Workmen and work must face testing on high. Oh, may we in that day find rest, sweet rest, which God has promised those who do their best. The refrain, or the chorus, simply says, every work for Jesus will be blessed, but he asks from everyone his best. Our talents may be few, these may be small, but unto him is due our best, our all. And no sooner had he finished than the waterworks began. I had fully expected my son to be emotional, but his response was, as I said, that of being overwhelmed. By the time we got to me singing today's song over my son, every man in the room was weeping. To a man, they said they wished they had had such a ceremony when they were younger, calling them into manhood. After all, the men I asked to speak had spoken and the sobbing had subsided. I then challenged my son to be a man after God's own heart and challenged him to lay down his life for others. Men, I'm speaking to you now. In this day and age when men are being relegated to non-relevance and emasculated and being accused of harboring toxic masculinity, be encouraged. That is not who you are. We do not measure a man by the world's standards. We measure a man by God's standard. And how do we do that? Simple. By seeking Jesus. By being a man after God's own heart.
Storms will come, where will you stand? Solid rock or sinking sand? Tell me just what is the measure of a man? One who builds on solid ground, willing to lay his life down for another, is the measure of a man. In the dark and lonely night, will you hide or seek the light? Tell me just what is the measure of a man? One who walks by faith, not sight, trusting in the Savior's might, knowing Jesus is the measure of a man. Stand firm, stand strong, stand tall, stand long through the dark and stormy night. Stand up and sing. Stand fast, stand wise, stand faithful, fix your eyes on Lord Jesus. Be a man, follow your King. Lies will come against your soul. Will you waver? Will you hold? Tell me, when all others fall, how will you stand? One whose old identity was made brand new and redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, this one will stand. Temptations come to one and all. What will you do when you fall? Tell me just what is the measure redeeming grace and follows Jesus is the measure of a man. So stand firm, stand strong, stand tall, stand long through the dark and stormy night. Stand up and sing. Stand fast, stand wise, stand faithful. Fix your eyes on Lord Jesus. Be a man, follow your King. Stand in hope, run the race, surrender to His embrace. Through the dark and stormy night, stand up and sing. Sing of your God, sing of His love, sing of His pure, redeeming blood. Look to Jesus, be a man, follow your King. Look to Jesus, be a man, follow your
The day following that ceremony, I literally had the privilege of seeing my son's attitude and demeanor transform from that of a boy one day into the mindset and attitude of a man the next as a direct result of this special manhood ceremony. For each of my sons, I designed a sword pendant they could wear on a chain around their neck to serve as a constant reminder of who and whose they are as men. They still wear them to this day. My challenge to you, my brothers, is to not be swayed by this world's portrayal of men as selfish, bumbling, weak-minded monsters, and simply be the masculine man, the masculine men God has called you to be. Don't apologize for being a good provider. Don't apologize for standing up between the darkness and your family, protecting them from the lies perpetuated by the current culture. Don't apologize for treating your wife like a queen and for laying down your life for her and your children. Be quick to admit your mistakes, quick to seek forgiveness, and quick to fix your eyes on Jesus. Again, I encourage you just to be a man after God's own heart. And just what does that really mean? Well, to me, it means this, that I intentionally pursue, seek, and long for the heart of my Heavenly Father by pursuing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my home and family. You are a man. Do not apologize for that holy calling. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes Store, Deezer, Amazon Music, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Tidal. And if you'd like an MP3 of today's song, The Measure of a Man, from the recording Songs of Ministry, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And thank you again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, God loves you and so do I. And never forget His goodness and comforting presence is with us even in the sorrowful times. You are His son, you are His daughter, new creation in Christ, and you are never alone, ever. Now go and be who Father says you are, and men, seek Jesus. Be men after God's own heart.
Precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all. Yeah.